Are the Jews really God's chosen people? Christians, throughout the ages, embracing the New Testament, never really believed this to be so. They understood that the Israel of God, as St. Paul teaches, was the church, not the synagogue. It wasn't until the early 1900s, when the Scofield Reference Bible was published, that a new idea infiltrated Christian thinking regarding the Jews, and thus was perpetrated the myth of the chosen people. Cyrus Scofield, a Protestant evangelical, formulated what is known as dispensationalism, which assigns to a reestablished state of Israel the role of being a special blessing to the world. And this would supposedly occur just prior to the second coming of Christ through their belief in him, yet maintaining their identity as Jews. But the traditional Christian understanding of those who come to Christ, even Jews, and even until the end of time, is that they take on the name of Christian and become members of the Christian church. There are no special arrangements, no special plans for anyone according to Orthodox Christian theology, regardless of what their ethnic makeup might be. The Orthodox Church, of which I am a member, and by the way, I grew up in Judaism, follows the teaching of Christ that Jews who reject him as the Messiah are of their father the devil, a liar and murderer from the beginning. For ever since the time of Christ, unbelieving Jews have propagated the lie that Jesus Christ is not the Jewish Messiah whom they murdered, and continue in their murderous ways by what they're doing to the Palestinians in the name of their strange God of the Talmud and Zionism. This, in a nutshell, shows and confirms the truth of Christ's words, that indeed unbelieving Jews follow in the footsteps of the devil, imitating as true sons his lies and murderous ways. In the Old Testament, Jews were chosen to be God's special people by being an example to the world through their worship and, as the later prophets enjoined, by their ethical conduct, awaiting the coming of the Messiah who would conquer sin and death and give them, an old people, a new heart to love and follow him. But with the Jewish filth coming out of Hollywood, the unprincipled conduct of Jewish Wall Street bankers who have fleeced the American people, and the immoral behavior of the Israelis, which, by the way, most Jews support, these are clear demonstrations that the former chosenness of the Jews has been forfeited. The true chosen people of today are those who have made a choice to show their belief in God through their imitation of Jesus Christ, having made a decision to embrace, love, and serve him. But the Zionists who hide behind the false religion of Judaism as a cover in their pursuit of their geopolitical agenda to rule over the Gentiles through the media, through finance, and genocide, have nothing to do with the God of the Bible or the Messiah whom he has sent, but everything to do with the devil's lies, deception, and murder.